Good morning, Buccaneer fans, and greetings from Raymond James Stadium, where the Buccaneers and Rams are about to take each other on in the final home game for the Buccaneers this year at Raymond James Stadium. And TJ, this is TJ Reeves of the Buccaneers Radio Network. I'm Scott Smith. TJ, this is what they mean by football weather, isn't it?
Well, yeah, there's a little nip in the air. We got the Christmas holiday coming up. So, hey, how about an early present for the Buccaneer fans? And let's see a win here from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming back home against what is a very talented Rams team. But, yeah, and looking around the stadium, it is very festive. Buccaneer fans in a good mood. And I think this team will be ready to go coming up here in a little while.
That would be a nice present. Now, when you talk about the challenges of the Rams team, I know Coach Shiano said they've told you that they're very strong on the perimeter of their defense. What did he mean by that?
Well, obviously one of the concerns you have is can you get around them? And what he means by perimeter is on the ends, Chris Long on one of those, Robert Quinn on the other, and the outside linebackers. It's tough to get around them. So in some cases, the quickest way is a straight line. Try to go through them if you're able to. And we'll see if the Bucs are able to do some of that on offense. And, you know, I think that, you know, this team wants to run the ball week in and week out, but they especially want to get that run established with Doug Martin today on the heels of the last couple of games of not getting off to a good start running the ball. So I look for them to try to emphasize that here today against this St. Louis team, set up that play-action pass for later on in the game.
If you look at it, also on the perimeter, you have those two great cornerbacks, Cortland Finnegan and the rookie Janoris Jenkins. They both have three picks. They've got three touchdowns between them. Cortland Finnegan was questionable coming into the weekend, but we've just learned he is active. He's going to start and play. So those factors, what you just said, and the fact that the Buccaneers kept one of their usual receivers down, Chris Owusu, kind of makes you think they are going to emphasize running the ball right up the gut.
Well, and that's one of the things that, you know, Greg Schiano has said from the very beginning. We want to establish ourselves, impose your will, if you'll put it that way, on your opponent. So, and that's something they got to get back to. I mean, the offensive line, they talked about that this week. They didn't do a great job last week of keeping the Saints out of the backfield, whether it's run plays, pass plays, or whatever. So that's one of the keys to this game today and getting off to a good start for the Buccaneer offense.
And the Bucs did have a very nice week of practice, according to Coach Schiano. So we're hoping for a rebound on both sides of the ball. They didn't really get in the backfield much against Drew Brees and the Saints, which is hard to do. But the pass rush sort of had been building some steam before that. Michael Bennett is closing in on double-digit sacks. You think we're going to see more action in the Rams' backfield today?
Well, that's the big key. I mean, the Eagles game 2 weeks ago, they were in the backfield all afternoon, and that's one of the things you're going to have to do if you're going to slow this Rams team down, because again, kind of the same way as the Buccaneers, they love to take vertical shots down the field in the passing game. They love to establish Steven Jackson early. Don't let them get started at all in this game today. We'll see how they're able to do that. But yeah, Gerald McCoy has had a very good season this year, and you'd love to see him close out the home schedule with another outstanding game.
And then, of course, some of the Buccaneers' youngest players, they don't seem like they've hit the wall yet. Doug Martin, Levante David, Mark Maron. You'd like to see them finish the season strong. A guy like Levante David has a shot at Defensive Rookie of the Year, maybe, if he finishes strong.
And he's been making some tremendous plays. I had a chance to talk to Mason Foster, his teammate, his roommate, the other night, and he said, hey, I have been telling Levante since September to be ready for December. You have got to take care of your body. You've got to hydrate. You've got to get into the facility on Monday and Tuesday, get the lactic acid out. You know, much the same way that we're the physical specimens,
exactly,
too. On
exactly.
Monday, get stretched, get your muscles in the right shape early on in the year, because that's what helps you come December still have your legs, still have your strength. So it was interesting that Mason Foster was giving that kind of counsel to Levante David, having only been through it 1 year himself. It's just his second year.
It seems like he's taking it to heart. You know, he still continues to rack up the tackles for loss. He's the league leader in run stuffs. He gets one every week. Even in that not so great performance last week, he had another tackle for loss. So you'd like to see Levante David finish strong and maybe be in the running for that Defensive Rookie of the Year. That's a possible choice now as we go into this, our final segment, Pick to Click. We've thrown out some good names. I know you're probably tempted to say Michael Keenan, because the Keenan family is right here.
The Keenan family right off camera right over here.
So that could be your pick.
They're here to watch Michael Keenan. He could be my pick, yeah.
But I'll go first as usual. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go defense, even though I did last week. I'm going to pick Rondae Barber, because at this time every year for the last 3 or 4 years, we've had to wonder, is this the last time that the Raymond James Stadium crowd is going to see him play? Now, we'd all like to see him come back next year, but we don't know yet. Rondae Barber tends to come up big on these big sort of milestone games for him. I think he's going to want to punctuate this season with something big.
Well, you're really going out on a limb there, taking number 20 to make a big play and a big splash. He's done that throughout his career. I will say this, having been around him, and you have as well, for these 16 years, what a treat. But, I mean, this guy a year ago broke his arm in the final game and still wanted to play football bad enough that he had to have surgery, rehab, whatever. Don't count him out just yet. Don't count him out just yet. But, yeah, I think that's a good selection there because he loves a flair for the dramatic, and maybe it will be a big day for Rondae Barber. So that means I got to go offense. I'm going back to that running game. I'm going Doug Martin, and I think that Doug Martin is going to have 100 yards today and at least one touchdown. I think they get back to running the football, imposing their will. So a pick-to-click will be number 22, the rookie, helping finish strong for the Buccaneer offense. How's that?
And that might even help your fantasy team, I understand.
It could help my fantasy team for entertainment purposes only in the championship game to have Doug Martin have a big day. Unconfirmed reports that could help the TJ fantasy team. We'll see. Now, we should say, happy holidays, Merry Christmas to all the Buck fans. Did you go to Santa? Did you take care of that this week and ask him for the Buccaneer win today?
I did. I actually wrote a letter a couple weeks ago, so I think he got the message.
All right. Well, let's hope so. Let's hope that you came through with Santa and the Bucks come through this afternoon.
That would be a nice holiday present, as would a big play from Rondae Barber or a big day from Doug Martin. And so let's hope we get that for an early Christmas present. Thanks, Buccaneer fans.